27th? Wait, what's it? Yeah, it's the 27th. And gosh. Ugh. The school year is close to ending, but also so far from ending. Like, I have not yet reached the halfway point. Like, I'm gonna reach it soon, I think. In, like, 2 weeks, which is, like, not a lot. But then it's, like, I think about it, I'm, like, I've already done so much of the school. And, like, I still have, like, half to go. Oh my god. I guess I'll keep going. I really want to pick up a new hobby. Or finish my blanket I was crocheting. I legit only have like one square. I'm so bad with commitment. I literally have the worst commitment issues. Like, I feel like if I dedicated my time to something, I could actually enjoy it a lot more, obviously, because everybody, if they dedicate their time to something, it's easier to learn how to enjoy it or to genuinely enjoy it. But yeah, I have work tomorrow, or it's kind of just like a shift to take someone to the doctor's, so no biggie. I'm just gonna plan to bring my book, listen to music, and I might run to Target to do some coupon deals. I've been really, really wanting to get into couponing. Like, I have a little bit. It's like fun, like getting things for free or really discounted. And I know that it's like, I don't know how people extreme coupon. Like, I don't get it. Like, how? I guess you put in a lot of time, which I commend people for. And honestly, I work as a cashier as well. I can't speak for, like, grocery store cashiers, because I work at Rite Aid, so it's, like, not a big grocery store. Even though you buy groceries there. But I like when people have big orders, and I like scanning in coupons. Like, honestly, that's just me personally. I feel like, I think it's also universal, because I've heard it. Like, I'd rather have something to do, you know, unless it's like, oh, I gotta get home, like, this is a big order, but my time is almost up, or I need to go on break. If it's like that case, then it's like a little frustrating, but it's not that frustrating. But like, if you have like a huge order and you have a ton of coupons, I like that. I prefer that compared to like multiple different orders and people, because then I just like can scan it for like however many minutes. Time passes by a lot easier, and it's super satisfying for me to see, like, to scan in the coupons. I love scanning in coupons and seeing like the price go down, even though like it's not even me. But yeah, it's like super satisfying, and I feel like it can be applied to a lot of different cashiering jobs. Like, I'd rather have something to do at the cash register and have it be something consistent rather than checking multiple different people out or, like, having to find something to do. So, yeah. So, if you want a coupon, I don't think the cashiers mind as much as you think. Anyways. Yeah, I really want to really get into couponing, like, a lot, because it's kind of fun. And I'm going to finish my book I'm reading, or not my book. I got this book for a friend, and I'm just borrowing it, but it is pretty good. I haven't gotten into, like, the meat of the story, kind of. I'm on page, like, 70. It's really, really, really easy to get through. I think I'll talk about it more after tomorrow, because I'll probably be able to finish a lot of it while my client is at her doctor's appointment. But it's super easy to get through. Like, I have the worst attention span, or, like, it's not good, and it's really easy to flip the pages, honestly. And I'd say the reading level is, I don't know, I think definitely not high school reading level. Like, I'm not saying the book is, like, only for little kids. I think the book, you know, a lot of adults are reading it, but, like, it's not, like, super, super complicated. I, like, do enjoy books like that, but at the same time, like, sometimes the story can speak for itself, and it's just, like, easier to read that way. Like, I really enjoy literature, you know. I think it could be really, really beautiful, but sometimes a lot of the times I am way too dumb to understand certain things. Like, genuinely. And I don't know, I wish I stuck with reading more than I did. I feel like very few of us were able to, and I really am jealous of the people that were able to. But in middle school, oh my gosh, the way that it like, I used to really, really like reading, and I feel like a lot of people, like, really, really enjoyed reading. But then, like, it started to get, like, I think middle school is what flipped the switch. Like, once these huge, huge books were assigned, and you had to analyze such small details, like, you had to analyze everything, every page, every chapter, every character. Like, yes, when you read normally, you do that, but not to that extent. Like, you read and you analyze, but, like, the main goal is to just enjoy and learn and understand, not to, like, create papers, and not to create annotations and stuff like that. It's, like, disappointing that reading used to be so fun, but I guess once it became something that we had to do, and, like, we had to pick out all these details, it's like, dang, like, where did we go wrong? Yeah, when did reading become something dreadful and something that we didn't want to do? I don't know. It's kind of interesting to think about. Honestly, I don't know what I want to do in the future. Hopefully become a teacher, professor. Like, I want to be able to like open a plant shop or a boba shop by the time I'm like 30. That's not a lot of years, but I feel like I can do it. Hopefully I'll be at least hopefully, like, dreaming. Hopefully I'll be a teacher by the time I'm 22, 23. I want to like be a teacher before becoming a whole ass professor. I don't even know how much schooling you need to do. I don't know. I'll look into it. But I also, oh my gosh, my dream job. I feel like everybody's dream job the same, but I would love to just kind of like travel the world and review food. I have a food Instagram. And the food Instagram community, I don't know if it's just my scene, like my city, state, whatever, but everyone is so nice. Genuinely, like, no hostility, no negative comments. I don't know, maybe people are deleting them, but I don't see any. Like, this is the most kind community, and I feel like the most unproblematic community, because literally, how can you disagree with food? I guess where I draw the line is obviously if someone disrespected a certain culture's food, but I've never seen that yet. Hopefully I won't, but yeah. Or my other dream job, oh my gosh, I don't even know. But teaching, I really want to do, because I don't know, I guess it's good I don't ever want kids, because I want to like change up careers and change up life and lifestyles. Often you can definitely do that with kids, obviously, but I feel like it'd definitely be a lot harder, and you have to consider a whole other being or beings. Like, I read this the other day, like, someone commented this, like, your want for kids should triumph. I don't know, it was such a, like, a good quote that, like, summed up everything. Like, your want to have kids should genuinely be so great that you can absolutely look past all the trauma you will have to go through to get that child. I like kids. Like, you know, they're fun to be around, and like Halloween costumes are really cute, and like wonder and curiosity and all that stuff. Like, I babysit some kids, and it's really fun, like, just like, I guess being a kid again when you're hanging out with little kids. But at the end of the day, I'm such an irresponsible person, and such a, like, I can't see myself committing to taking on someone else's life like that. I don't even see myself married. I only see myself with like maybe two dogs, or maybe a dog and a cat, changing up our careers and where we live every 5 years. Maybe less, maybe more. Hopefully not more. Anyways, yeah. So, my goal for tomorrow, yeah, or my goal for today, is go to work, read my textbook chapter I need to read to the assignment, do that again the next day. And then on Friday, I also have work with a new client. I'm really, really excited, actually, because I read, like, the care plan, and she seems really lovely, and her husband as well. And they have 3 dogs, I heard. I love dogs. I love dogs. I think German Shepherd and poodles. It was either 2 German Shepherds and a poodle, or 2 poodles and a German Shepherd. Either way, I love dogs. I genuinely think they're, like, one of the best things that walk this earth and this life. Like, the way they can unconditionally love, like, they're forgiving, they love you, they can learn to love another human even after someone else is something so terrible to them. I love. Yeah, I'm really excited. Anyways, see you.